What is going on, guys? Mike Rosco here, and this is going to be episode 4 of my podcast, The Road to Online Retail Success. I'm excited for this episode because I'm going to be running through, like, what happened after my first business failed? Like, what did I do? So that's where we're headed in this podcast episode. So let's get to it. So in the first 3 episodes, I spoke upon, you know, how I learned my first valuable lesson about money, how I started my first business and expanded it. And, you know, that kind of led me to how we failed, like how I partnered up and we ended up failing because eBay actually suspended both of our accounts because we were listing NFL and NBA jerseys as new, stitched, authentic. And we had a couple customers actually complain. And, you know, that's how it ended up failing. And we decided, okay, you know what? We're just going to focus on school, you know, because when you're growing up, you're taught by, you know, your parents, your teachers, everybody. Oh, make sure you go to college, get a degree, and then get a job. You know, it's funny. Back then, I was like all into it. It was like, oh, yeah, let's go. And now, you know, that I know what I know, I look back and I'm like, man, I could have saved so much money. That was just stupid. And it kind of shows you, you know, you don't have to always listen to the mainstream opinions and, you know, try to stay up with society's norms. You know, when you're born and you grow up into an environment where you're told to do this, 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 and that's how you're going to be successful, well, you know, you try to follow that guideline because a lot of people don't like creating their own direction. They need to just follow somebody else's game plan, which is why, you know, only 5%, 5 to 10% of people are wealthy. And the other 90, 95% are stuck in this, you know, trap where they think their life is so awesome, but in reality, deep down, it's just killing them. So anyway, I'm not going to say I totally regret going to college and getting my degree because I met some pretty awesome people that I actually do speak with about business. And, you know, it was an experience and I definitely learned a lot of lessons. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, college is, it's terrible. Nobody should ever go. That's not necessarily true. If you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, engineer, or something, or even if you just comfortably want to live, like just work 40 hours a week, go home to your family, just live like an average person, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I actually used to teach like events with my friends. I used to contact my friends. I was like, hey, listen, like if you want to learn how the wealthy are getting wealthy, I'd be more than happy to teach you. Like, I'm learning directly from millionaires. Like, they're my mentors. They know how to get wealthy. They are wealthy. I was like, I could teach you. So some of the kids actually showed up to the event, and they stuck through it. I mean, I was teaching multiple times a week, and they would bring their notebooks, take notes, you know, ask questions. They were so into it. But towards the end, one of my friends comes up to me, and he's like, listen, man. Like, I learned a lot from you, but I just don't think I want to take that path. And I'm like, dude, it's completely fine. Like, I get it. Like, people just, they're more than happy with just being comfortable, which is fine. I mean, me personally, comfort isn't my game. I just feel like I have this one life, and I just need to get the most out of it. And I just need to, like, live like stress-free. Like, I just want to wake up every day and just say, what do I want to do today, rather than getting woken up by an alarm and, oh, I gotta get to work, I gotta deal with all that nonsense. Like, that's just not me. My goal is to live as much of a fulfilled life as I can, and I just want to give back and be the cause of others having the opportunity as well. I want to be able to change the world. But that's just me. Again, if you're not like that, if you just want to live comfortably, that's up to you. I'm not going to knock you. But anyway, I got sidetracked there. I'm sorry. So let me just backtrack. So my friends and I, our first business failed. And we go to college, we go to community college, and we make it our priority. After my first semester at Brookdale, which was the local community college, I made a commitment. I said, all right, from here on out, I'm going to get a 4.0. So for the rest of my community college schooling, I ended up getting A's and everything, which was really cool. And, you know, we got to the time where I was like, all right, I got to transfer. I got to finish up my degree. And I remember I actually stayed an extra year because I was fighting with my parents on what school I was going to go to. And I remember just sitting down on the computer. I'm like, all right, best business schools. Okay, 1, 2, 3. And they all happen to be, you know, University of Michigan, University of Virginia, you know, all those huge schools. And then you look at the price and be like, oh, $50,000 a year. I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. But, you know, I'm getting the best business education. Now, at the time, I thought I was. But now I realize, like, most of these professors that are teaching, they never even ran a business in their life. They're just teachers. They're just teaching from a textbook and teaching you how to do business. But, you know, at the time, I thought, oh, these are the, oh, Google says these are the top business schools, so I must go. So I was arguing with my parents. Oh, I want to go here, here. My mom's like, just save your money and go to Rutgers. And now at the time, well, I think they still have it, but they had a where you can get your bachelor's degree through Brookdale, which was like a quarter of the price, which was awesome. And plus I was getting scholarships because I ended up with a high GPA. I think I ended up with a 3.9, but I'd have to go check that. But anyway, so I was like fighting with her. I was like, oh yeah, but it's not going to be that good. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I want to go to University of Michigan. Whatever. I was fighting with her. So I spent the whole extra year, but I ended up working 2 jobs at the time and taking a few classes. So I was putting in, at one point, I was putting in 80 hours of work a week. You know, I was still at the supermarket, and I ended up getting a job at Dairy Queen, too. But that way, I was still making money. But anyway, so for a year, I'm fighting with her. And I ended up just caving, and I said, all right, I'll just do Rutgers through Brookdale. All right, it's a lot cheaper. Why not? You know, it's still a piece of paper degree. But I didn't realize, like, the education didn't really matter because anywhere the education in college is just, eh, you know. So I end up going there, and the schooling was a little bit different. In Brookdale, I was able to just take notes, listen, and not really worry about homework because we didn't really have much homework. So I was able to learn a decent amount. And when I went to Rutgers, it was like way different. You know, you were trying to play catch up the whole time because there was just tons and tons and tons of work. I remember the very first semester I kept both the jobs and I went to Rutgers. And that's when I decided, okay, all right, I need to quit the second job because I was staying up to like 5 a.m. and then going right to work at 8, working till 4:30, then going to class at 6. Or on the weekends, I would work from 5:30 in the morning till 2 and then go straight to the other job and work 2:30 to 11. So after that first semester, I was kind of like, all right, that's a little bit too much to handle. But it's kind of funny because it's kind of similar to what I do now, you know. I work all day, every day, no social life. But it's different then because it's like you're put on this thing where you need to get that 4.0 GPA. Like, school's all that matters. College is all that matters. Because once you get that degree, it sets you up for life. You get a job, this, that. But nowadays, I just don't feel that pressure. It was just that 4.0 stigma around it. It was just like, all right, I need to be the top. I could need to be the best I can be so I can get a job because then I'm going to be set for the rest of my life. So this is so important. I need to do that. So that first semester, I actually ended up getting a B+, which should have been an A-, but for some reason, Rutgers doesn't have A-. But anyway, so I made that same commitment. I was like, all right, I'm going to get a 4.0 the rest of the way. So I end up coming close, but I got another B+ because, like I said, Rutgers doesn't have A-. I actually ended up getting like a 92.3 average for that class, and that ended up being a B+, even though an A was a 93. So I was like 0.2 points shy of an A. And I emailed my professor. I was like, oh, what can I do? He's like, there's nothing you can do. So it was literally a quarter worth of a test question. And it cost me a B+ over an A. So anyway, I ended up with like I think it was a 3.9. I can't remember. I gotta look that up. But let's just fast forward to graduation day. And I remember just sitting in the auditorium at Susquehanna Bank Center. And I was just thinking, like, how did I get here? I was feeling a little confused that, like, after everything, it would just, like, end there. And I was like, how did I get there? I mean, I've been blindly following, you know, society's norm for 15 years, moving towards this one goal. And I was just feeling like, all right, whatever. I'm graduating college. And I remember how excited my family was. And my mom was just like, aren't you excited? Like, you're finally done with college. And I'm just like, no, not really. it was a weird feeling. Like, I wasn't even excited. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, and I saw like thousands of other people in the same situation as me. Only they had smiles on their faces. I don't know, I didn't feel like accomplished. I mean, when you look around and you see like thousands of other people doing the same exact thing as you, like, to me, that's just like, all right, like, okay, cool, I did what everybody else did. Maybe I got a better GPA, but like, I just didn't feel excited. I don't know, did any of you guys like feel excited if you graduated college? So anyway, the day has finally come. I was finally graduating college. The day my parents, my teachers, everyone else has told me about for years. Oh, you need to get a college education so you get a good job. Sure, tonight would be a lot of celebrating for me and my family. But what about the next morning? Like, that's when we all had a chance to meet the real world. But that's when it hit me. You know, I work at a supermarket. Jobs, like, it's not anything exciting. Like, I'm not going to say I hate it, but it's not like, oh, it's what I want to do every day. And that's when I realized, like, is the real world really going to be any different? I mean, for most people who graduated with me, like, if we were able to find jobs, there were going to be entry-level jobs, and we would be making, like, 30 to 40K a year. Like, so this is what I worked my whole life for. Okay, something that, for most people, it's barely enough to cover monthly payments for student loans. I mean, luckily, I went to college at a cheaper rate, which was awesome. And, you know, I was able to get some scholarships and work. So I was able to just save more and more money. And, you know, luckily, I was able to pay it off really fast. But keep in mind, these student loans now, they're non-dismissible, even if you declare bankruptcy. So I remember just sitting there, you know, while that guy, I forget who it was, but he was giving a boring speech. Like, obviously, those are so boring to listen to, you know, and they feel like an eternity when they're talking. But I remember just sitting there, like, thinking about other people's loans and doing the math in my head. Okay, so it might take you a year to get a job, and, you know, you'll start off, if you're lucky, at 40 grand a year. Okay. And some of these people's loans were like $120,000. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, how are you going to pay it off? Unless you're like some super saver like I am, like, how are you going to pay it off? Because most people aren't even good with money. So, like, mixing that debt and the job market, how are you going to pay enough to cover the costs of the education? And it's also pretty funny because, like, it's basic economics. If you think about it, all right, you have millions of people getting college degrees, right? It's basic supply and demand. If there's a job opening and there's millions of supplies, aka college graduates, and the demand for the job is low, then it's going to drop the salary. It's going to make it more competitive. And, you know, it's not going to be an outcome that you expected, that they preached since you were born, which is what's pretty funny. Like, today, as I'm recording this, that's why trade is on the rise, because a lot of these guys are retiring soon and there's not going to be enough jobs to fill. But people always need, you know, plumbing work done, electrical work done, all that stuff. So if you're not going to start a business or are one of the few that are lucky enough to land an awesome job, my advice is, if you're going to start now, get into a trade, because in 10 years, basic supply and demand again, lack of supply, high demand. So what happens? It drives the price up. You're going to be making a lot more money. But anyway, I looked around and I saw all of them smiling, but like I wasn't excited at all. And keep in mind, I actually finished my last 2 years of school in just a little bit over a year. I just accelerated it because it's funny, because this was when I got a first sense of opportunity cost. And it's funny because, like, this was when I was comparing myself to other people. Like, oh my God, everybody else has already graduated last year. I need to just speed up the process and just get it done. And that's when, at the time, I didn't realize what opportunity cost was, but that was opportunity cost. If I waited one more year, that's 1 year of salary right there. So at the time, like, I didn't realize what opportunity cost was, but that was like a prime example of when I discovered it. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, that's why I did it. I just didn't know the word for it. Opportunity cost is huge in business, and you'll learn that, because those of you who know me is I always preach about time. Money is unlimited. You can earn money any way you want, but your time is limited. So anyway, when I looked around, I saw all them smiling on graduation day. I mean, at first I was confused, but not for me, for them, because for me, I knew what my next step was. You know, I had a ton of money saved up. I had no debt. So I actually planned on traveling for a year or two before I actually went to get a job. But unfortunately, that couldn't happen, because that's when health issues came into the picture. And rather than taking a step forward and following my plan, I had to take a couple steps back. It was weird though, because I knew I felt off for like a year or two. Like, I knew something was wrong because I just didn't feel right. You know, I always felt tired. I felt just weak. And it was weird because I was playing basketball all the time. And I remember looking at everybody. I'm like, how do you like not, don't you get tired? Like, I'm one time down the court and I'm like, So I never really actually played at 100%. I would just, like, you know, play offense, take the defensive playoff. But I just knew there was something wrong for a while. So, you know, I graduated college, had fun the whole summer. And in September, I went to my mom. I was like, listen, Mom, I just don't feel right. Like, would it be cool if we went to the doctor? And, you know, she took me to the doctor. You know, they sent me to other doctors. I got tests done, all this stuff. And that's when I hit rock bottom. The lowest low of my life. And it's actually pretty funny now, because I look back and I say, that was literally the best thing that has ever happened to me. And some of you are listening are probably like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, well, I'm going to cut this podcast short because we've been going for a decent amount of time. And I just want to thank you guys for listening to episode 4. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and tune in tomorrow for episode 5. I'm really excited for that one, because then I'm going to keep following up on my life story. So again, thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to the next episode. Thanks, guys.